Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, America.
Yes.
We're already going to say, share the video. Even though y'all ain't in the room yet. We got some people in the room. Can we say welcome to the ones that are here and the ones that are to come?
Yes.
Good morning, Booker Durrell. He said, good morning.
We're in our beautiful Westside Blues.
Westside. Good morning to our amazing studio audience.
It's so good to see you, Sister Frisco.
Yes.
Yes. Good morning. It's so great to see all of you tuning in today. If you're not here yet, you're coming. Come on. Come on, y'all. Listen, it's so incredible because, you know, we are ending the second quarter of this year. Do y'all know that? Yeah. Are y'all awake? Y'all better wake up.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, it went by quick, let me tell you.
It's going by quick. Yes, and I hope y'all got your plans and getting with the planner. Let me just say get with the planner.
Yes. The creator. Yes.
And get his plans.
Oh, yeah.
And then you okay within your flying because you already know your destiny.
Yes.
I'm so excited about, you know, just talking about the planner and the creator because if it had not been for the Lord.
Oh, man.
Woo!
Where will we be?
So we want to give him all the glory and honor for waking us up today.
Thank you, Daddy.
Because you didn't wake yourself up, I'm going to tell you now, and neither did your clock.
Yes. Amen.
If the Lord touched you with his finger of love
and
say, come on, let's go win some souls today.
And we're going to do a cheers for that one.
Oh.
And we got our bling fancy
bam
glasses that are Vivica.
Yeah.
Our sweet Vivica
child.
We send you a shout out. Thank you for our fancy
glamwear.
Yes.
These styles, and I know everybody should have one. If y'all don't, you can get
one. Yeah, the bling bling, the little pearl. And we want to, I also want to give glory to God and thank the Gigi's.
You better say it.
Come in with a drink and we're blessed.
They own post and on point. You know, when you know that you, that's what I'm talking about. That's so, that'll snatch your heart out.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Because when you are connected to people that wake up with a purpose and they know their purpose. Well, we all have a purpose. If you don't know what it is, you better get with the creator and find out why you were created. We all know that we're here to praise and worship him, give him glory, and allow him to love us.
Yes.
Because, you know, a lot of times we say, like, I just want to be in love with the Lord like you. Well, when you realize that it's all about God loving you, oh, my gosh, you don't have to struggle.
Yes.
Right.
And you know what? Something this morning that's so symbolic that God spoke to me. It was about getting this fancy glasses ready, glam wear, because we're already expecting that when the Gigi's come in, they're going to bring us a delicious drink, you know? Sometimes it's coconut, sometimes it's Topo Chico.
Come on,
so
man.
We already had that expectation.
Yes.
And then God said, now that's the way it should be with me.
Come on.
You know, be expecting what I'm getting ready to do in your life. You,
come
and everybody in here. Because you're expecting because of his promises, his work, his love letters, which is fire. La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. And I'm like, yes, Lord. So he was just like, Anyway, but I just want to share that with you.
Laura, let me ride on your back right here.
Come on.
So awesome how when God gave you that symbolic portion of, because I was here watching her, like, really buffing and scrubbing the glass. And then you were saying that, you know, we have to have a spirit of expectation because we do.
Yes.
But not only that, we got to buff our minds.
Yes.
We got to scrub our hearts, clean ourselves out, just like you was doing that glass, polishing it up, getting ready for the gift.
Yes. Because it was foggy. The water was foggy when I started cleaning it. There was water and then it was foggy.
Wow, that's so powerful. So thank you for that revelation.
Yes.
That's dunamis stuff.
Yeah, it's like, boom.
Yeah. It makes you wake up and say, create in me a clean heart.
Yes.
And renew a right spirit in me today, Lord.
Yes.
It's a brand new day for some brand new stuff.
Yes.
And we have a spirit of expectation from God, who is a spirit, and those that worship him. So worship could be your expectation. Worship could be your love. Worship could be your praise. Worship could be your prayer. Worship, just hanging out with it. Yes. Talking to him. And sometimes worship is just being quiet.
Yes.
So that you can hear him.
Yes.
Amen.
Good morning, Miss Josie.
Good morning, Miss Josie. But I'm just excited to be talking about what God is talking about today. And just sharing his love letters.
Yes.
You know, and encouraging you to fall in love with him because he's in love with you.
Yes.
Do you know, America, that he created this whole world when he was doing all of that, putting it all together, the fragments, separating the water from the land and the sea and all of that? Don't think that God was alone because he had the posse with him. He had the Holy Spirit and Jesus already.
Amen.
So that's why he said, let us. Trying to have some solo stuff going on, that's not the characteristic of God. Because he already had that. And while he was doing all this, he was thinking about you.
Yes.
He said he foreknew you. Uh-oh.
Yes. We were in his
family. He created you.
Yes.
You were already there before the beginning of the forming of the earth.
Woo.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
So that's why we can be, as Christians, like we stuck on stupid. Uh-oh. Did I say that? Okay. We can't be walking around confused because we know who the author and the finisher of confusion is.
Yes.
We got to be a faithful people.
Yes.
As Alex was teaching us on Sunday, it's about activating our faith.
Yes.
You know, and she blew my mind with this revelation on Sunday. Let me just share it with y'all real quick, and then we're going to roll with the twins.
Yes.
See, this is what took me there. That's why I don't care if you're the pastor, the bishop. You got to be teachable.
Yes.
You got to learn from the people of God.
Yes.
Okay? Don't have nothing to do with age, because I tell y'all every week, I learn so much from Gabby at 7 now.
Yes.
Okay?
And she's here in the audience taking
notes. Hello!
She's taking notes.
Subscriber.
You think I'm lying? I need to show y'all.
Show it, girl.
Gabby's
subscriber.
Right there, taking notes. So,
this is so powerful. So, as she was talking about Abraham and Sarah, y'all know the struggle. If you don't read your word, okay? And she was talking about faith, you know, and how when y'all know the story, Laura, you talked about it a little bit today, the show before the show.
Yes.
And she was like, you know, like Abraham and Sarah, we don't want to get ahead of God.
Or out of his will and take action on our own way, the old thinking, because we get out of line and then we mess it all up. We make it worse.
Because even before the promise manifested, she went through stuff.
She
went through some stuff because of her trying to get ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the thing was that she pointed out in her message the most that totally took me to another dimension in my faith is that's why you got to be connected and hang out with people that's got some faith. Hey, because the baby manifested not because of Sarah, because remember when the angels came and told her that she was going to be with child, she laughed. It was under her breath, but she still laughed. And God don't miss nothing. So whatever you're saying under your breath, hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this is what was so powerful. I know y'all like, can you get to it? I'm trying to bust that hand. Okay. And she was saying, you know, ministering to us and teaching us that the promise, the manifestation of the promise didn't come because of Sarah, even though she carried it, but it was because of her husband, the faith that Abraham never had.
Yeah.
Even though she laughed and like, whatever, 99, really, bam, boom, I don't know how it goes. but remember, like she was teaching us, go back and watch The House of Glory for this past Sunday. There's so much meat in it that Abraham was always, God always called him the father of a generation. Before he even had one. Before the promise even manifested.
Yes.
And we struggle with what God say about us, that you're more than a conqueror, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, but we wake up and talk about what the devil do.
Yes.
Come on, y'all.
Come on now.
But God tells us who we are, and we don't even take him at his word. we contradict it, and we in our Bibles every day, hanging out with people. It's too much warfare that we let slip and slide. That's unnecessary. All you got to do is stand on it, believe it, and walk it out.
Yeah, yeah. And we were talking about it this morning, the show before the show, about being patient with God and waiting on his promises. So I'm thinking about a lot of the stories in the Bible. It took years for it to come forth and manifest.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was telling God, I said, I know there's many promises for me and my family, and I'm sure God's giving many of y'all promises.
Right.
But do we believe it? I mean, and waiting on those promises to manifest is believing, trusting him, staying in his word, helping others, and then doing the assignment, the calling that he has for you, for me, for every one of us. And it shall come to pass.
Yeah.
And that's why I always ask God, search my heart, convict me. Where am I wrong? What am I doing? Where I'm out of line? Or where do you want me? Where you don't want me? And that's the everyday, you know, my relationship with God, and connect me, divine appointment, and meanwhile, you know, but I'm still believing in some big promises that he promised me and my family, and I'm going to stand on them, believe them until, and we're blessed to be a blessing, you know. Meanwhile, stay busy, Laura Kelly. I said, okay, Laura, and, but I'm excited for the glory of Jesus, and it's all to give him glory, honor, and praise. And to help others. And it's all about, like you were saying, Pastor Marlo, it's all about souls.
Yeah, you know, and this is kind of how this message is going to conclude, but the Holy Spirit's telling me to say it now. We could start it, you know, from the beginning and the end. And I'm just so excited about how to teach this today, because our topic is check your roots. We got to check our roots, because if we don't have no roots, when the wind blow, we tumble over. When the storm comes, we see lightning and we run. What? Okay, you know, just in our everyday lives. And if you rooted and grounded, you don't have to do that, because the storms come. And I don't know about y'all, but the most powerful thing about the storm is that when it's all over, the sun comes. And it shines and the clouds are billowy and beautiful and blue.
The rainbow.
And that's how it
can
be in our lives. We just got to stand, you know, make sure our stakes are in the ground. You know, but we as a Christian people, you know, and I just realized that my ministry, and not my ministry, it's the ministry of Christ, but what he trusts me to teach in these different platforms is that, you know, we cannot compromise with the word of God. We can't sugarcoat it and make everybody feel good, because we have a place here you can come get a massage and get rubbed if you want to feel good, because that's what that happens. But the word of God is, the Bible tells us, it's like a two-edged sword.
Yes.
It will, if you're not getting cut, you need to check yourself.
Yes.
And if you don't
before
see
before you wreck yourself.
Because you
good
gotta
morning,
get Tara. Cut.
Good morning, Tariq.
Good morning, beautiful people.
Share the video.
But it's just the truth. So we as Christian people, think about this. It's one of the things that make you go, We are doing a disservice to the kingdom of God if we have not won a soul in 1 hour, in 1 week, in 1 minute, in 1 day. Come on, y'all, in 1 month. What are we doing? That's why we're here. We're here to empower, encourage, inspire. That's why when God fills you up, you got to empty out.
Every time.
You got to, are you telling somebody about Jesus? Just come get your shirt and don't say nothing. It'll represent it and the conversation will be broke.
Yeah.
Sold out.
Sold out.
I promise you.
Yes.
It's so powerful.
Yes. That's why when Amanda came in about the hat and the shirt, it blessed me, because I already know her. She's going to go out with that hat and that shirt wherever she's traveling, because she got her RV traveling wherever God's leading her, the calling God gave her, and she's going to tell everybody about Jesus.
And it was so powerful. Speaking of that, what was so amazing about Amanda was she was doing a drive through Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And she texted me, well, she was on your page or something, and said, I've been trying to get a hold of Pastor Marlo.
Yeah.
I'm going to answer her messenger. I said, girl, I'm going to do that. Call me. Here's my number. I just don't hang out on Facebook unless I'm trying to teach and preach the good news.
Yeah.
I know, you know. Mm-hmm. So if you guys are wanting to connect with us, send us a message, and then we'll get
with you.
But what she did was she just was so, get so much bill to come and get a shirt.
Yeah.
And then she got a couple of them. And then she's in another cunt, in another
representing.
And as a matter of fact, y'all remember the testimony last week I told you about the people that were from Alligator, Mississippi? How about I was at the post office yesterday? Thank you, Brother Darrell. Yes, and I was sending them their shirts. So they got a shipment of shirts in Alligator, Mississippi.
Yes.
And I look up, and the shirts are in Africa. That's what I'm talking about.
Reynosa, Mexico.
Reynosa, Mexico. Yes, that's so powerful to know that just something that simple. But we're going to get on into this word today,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to talk about more about part two of checking your roots. And it's great to be fruit inspectors because, you know, we teach them, you know, and make sure when people are coming into your dimension that you check their fruits, because if the fruit is bad, the root is bad. So that means their heart. That references to the heart. So we're going to go to Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8 this morning and talk about what God's talking about. Are you ready, Lord Kelly?
Yes. Father in heaven, we just thank you, Father. Te damos gracias por esta mañana. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for your word. Te damos gracias por la palabra, su palabra. And Father, I pray that you prepare the hearts of the people. Y Dios, prepare los corazones de la gente. Thank you, Father. It's such an honor, Father, to be here sharing the good news. Gracias por sus buenas noticias, Padre, en su palabra. And Father, your love letters is fire,
yes,
Father.
Are,
so
Lord.
I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will manifest in our hearts, Father. Espíritu Santo, gracias por su palabra. Y le pedimos que manifieste su palabra en nuestros corazones. Mm-hmm. Que su palabra es lumbre, es fuego. So, Holy Spirit, thank you for teaching me. Thank you that we have a teachable heart. Me and Pastor Marlo, we're learning, growing, and knowing. And I pray that everybody that's tuning in will have the same attitude, Father, towards you, Father, because we're all teachable. It's all, you make everything new every day, Father,
every day.
And you want us to have encounters with you every day, God, for your glory, my King, for your glory, para tu gloria, Padre. And on en el libro de Jeremías 17, capítulo 17, verso 7, 8, la palabra de Dios dice, bendito el varón que confía en Jehová. Y cuya confianza en Jehová, porque será como el árbol plantado junto a las aguas, que junto a las corrientes echará su raíz, y no verá cuando viene el calor, sino que su hoja estará verde, y el año de sequía no fatigará, ni dejará de dar fruto.
¡Woo!
¡Gloria a Dios!
¡So powerful! Wow, Jeremiah 17, write the scriptures down and for yourself so you can go back and really get the revelation of what God is saying and the simplicity of the word. Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8, and I am reading from the English Standard Version. It says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord, instead of you. Don't trust in you.
We'll mess it up.
Blessed is the man, let's start over. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. Because we get so caught up. Come on, y'all. We say, you know, I'm trusting in the Lord, and I'm waiting on God, and then you're still looking at your bank account to go do what God told you to do. And you trusted in you.
And can I remind? It says the person who trusts in the Lord, who's confident
indeed
is the Lord is blessed.
Yeah. And that's we have to like really understand what the word is saying.
Yes.
And get the true revelation on it. Because a lot of times we can kind of roll in saying, hey, you know, I'm gonna get this thing right. I'm gonna, you know, I got to start trusting in the Lord, and I got to, and that's great that you have shifted, but the bottom line is, are you really trusting in the Lord? Is your trust in the Lord, or is it still in you while you're hoping God do what he said he's going to do for you, and then you're going to take what he gives you and do for you and still get the glory for you? Because that's what we fell short at, because he said he is like a tree. The person that does this, the way the word instructs us, he is like a tree planted by water. Can y'all imagine? That sends out its roots by the stream.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And I love this interpretation. It says he will be like a tree planted by the water, and it sends its roots out toward the, can you out toward the stream?
Ooh.
Can you imagine your roots growing to the Jesus, the Holy Spirit is always referenced to the water.
Mm.
And remember Christ said, when you know, hunger and thirst after me, you don't thirst no more.
Yes.
That's okay. It sends its roots by the stream. But if you don't have no roots, come on now. I love it. And it says, and it does not fear when he comes.
Woo! And it's going to come.
Okay.
It's going to come.
Yes. And we're not just talking about the weather, y'all. This is an analogy, but we're talking about the real heat
the
of real. Life.
Yes.
That's because it's coming.
Uh-huh.
Jesus already told us, you know, he done overcame.
Yeah.
It all. But listen, and it does not fear when he comes, for its leaves remain green.
Green. Woo!
And I love this interpretation because it's our verbiage. It's foliage.
Mm.
Remains green.
Mm.
Have y'all ever seen a tree with a big old root? I mean, the trunk of the tree, because you can't see the roots because they're in the ground. But the trunk of the tree, but I'm sure they're deep. Mm-hmm. And the leaves are brown.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, what's going on with that tree? It's dying. Then it starts splitting and cracking. Mm-hmm. And you got to go ahead and call the tree people.
Yeah.
Because yeah, you don't call the tree people.
Yeah.
The tree going to be on your roof.
Yeah.
I'm like,
break.
Bam.
Right.
So that has been y'all experience, probably, okay? It's just the truth. So we have to hear what Jesus is telling
yeah.
us, okay? When a plant has shallow roots, see, that's it, shallow roots,
mm.
it may initially sprout and look good. So what you say, Lord, that's why you got to check your roots. And people of God, continue, never stop checking the fruit,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because when you do that, but listen, when a plant has shallow roots and it may initially sprout and look good, but it withers quickly and doesn't last, it's the same for your spiritual life.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's right.
To grow through seasons, not to go through, but to grow through seasons, any season, you need deep roots.
Woo! Amen.
You need them.
You need them.
Because if
it's
you don't have them, you're going to be like these cracked up trees. Y'all remember the storm that we didn't expect that came in 2000 February? Y'all, everybody remember that. I don't care. If you was in Texas, you remember that. I don't care what city in Texas you were in. But I'm telling you, when the storm comes, it's some trees that are still today are brown from that. That's 2 years ago. Why don't y'all go ahead and pull them shrubs up?
Yeah.
Because they ain't coming back.
Yeah. And Tara said, something really cool trees do is communicate through their roots too. When?
Yes, they do.
It says, when another tree is withering, the trees communicate and send nutrients
to the tree struggling to live.
Fun fact, so spiritually true.
Yes.
Her dad used to be also.
So listen, that's so powerful, Tara. Thank you for sharing that because...
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what we're supposed to be for one another. We're supposed to be rooted enough to, you know, do like the trees, to help a tree out.
Woo!
Trees helping trees,
yes.
But we don't want to help nobody.
Mm.
Come on, y'all. So that's
quick to talk about
yeah.
and tear down. We need to stop that.
You know, and that's okay because, you know, when you turn the channel, and stay tuned in to Jesus. That's what matters.
That's
you know
all
what?
That matters.
Here's the thing about that twin. People talking about Jesus while
yes.
he was on the road
yes.
dying for
yes.
them. Jesus didn't care about none of that.
Yeah, just take it. That's what
he
we
didn't care about
none
of that.
From people deliver.
Yeah.
Do this. Take it off.
He didn't care about none of that.
Because that's when I've seen a lot of people quit and give up. And that's when we should press in more, even go
yeah,
deeper.
You can't be distracted.
Yes,
you got to
carry
your assignment.
Yes.
Whatever
stay
God is calling you to do.
On your assignment, let
yeah.
me tell you.
You know, and you can't look to the left or to the right.
You
got to
have blinders like the horses like this.
Absolutely.
Horses.
And you know what? Me personally, I'm like, I don't know what people do though. I just try to stay focused
yeah.
on what God is calling
that's
me
right.
to do. Because
that's right.
People will do that. You
yeah.
know, just stay encouraged.
Yes, yes.
And encourage yourself.
Yes.
You know, don't always sit around waiting on the pastor to pray for you. Pray for yourself.
Take authority to me in the word.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have just as much authority and just
that's
as much
right.
power.
Yes.
Your prayer moves mountains. And I'm
yes.
telling
because
you.
Because the promises,
yeah.
the promises, the word
so
of God.
We have to be
it's life.
Mindful.
It's
yeah.
life. Life and death and the power of the tongue. Let it come forth. Take action.
Absolutely. And we have to be mindful, you know, so that, so we're going to go to Luke 8:13 and hear what the Lord is saying in his word, his love letter,
which is fire. La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. Y vamos a ir al libro de Lucas, capítulo 8, verso 13. Es 13, vaya. Dice, los de sobre la piedra son los que haciendo odio reciben la palabra oído. Habiendo oído, reciben la palabra con gozo. Pero estos no tienen raíces. Creen por algún tiempo y en el tiempo de la prueba se apartan.
Hallelujah. I'm going to read the NIV 13. It's Luke 8:13, and then I'll we'll break that down in what the Holy Spirit, the revelation that he has for us. And the seed on the, it says, and the seed on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, having no root, they believe for a while and fall away in the time of testing.
Woo! Prueba. Testing es una prueba.
Because we will be tested, you know, and tried.
Vamos a tener muchas pruebas.
But we have to know that the Lord has told us that he's already overcame. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to rest in him.
Yes.
That's that shalom peace.
Yes.
That's his peace.
Yes.
He said, my peace I give you. But we don't, we wrestling with stuff and not rolling into that place of true peace.
Mm-hmm.
Because God has even left that as a gift for us.
Mm-hmm.
Not only the Holy Spirit, but he left you his peace.
Yes.
And we don't even go in and receive it.
Yes.
We
yes.
just complain and I'm struggling.
Yes.
And this stuff, we just so focused on the problem or the issue that will become a problem.
Mm-hmm.
The more we magnify the issue, the problem, they become problems.
Mm-hmm.
So the, and it says here in the in another interpretation, the seeds that fall on the rocky ground are the people who gladly hear the message and accept it, but they don't have deep roots, and they believe only for a little while. As soon as life gets hard, they give up and say, I'm not going back to that church no more. I'm not praying no more. God ain't going, I've been praying, he ain't heard me. Well, he know your heart.
Mm-hmm.
He knows your heart, and then he, I'm sure he heard you and he answered you, and sometimes it's no, or not now, and sometimes it's suddenly immediately. That's why you have to have a relationship with God so you can hear him for yourself.
Yes.
So that you can know when God said, well, not yet. Then you won't take it personal because you know he has your best interest at heart.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be like, God, thank you for not giving me that.
Mm-hmm.
When I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You weren't ready. That's right.
And then you'll be shouting and praising for the stuff that you thought you wanted.
Okay. That you know it's not for you.
Not,
it's not good for you.
Not just stuff, but the people you thought you meant what needed.
You don't need.
Can love the amen and a handcuff. Hey. You know, we have to be mindful that having deep roots is not just about stuff or storms. It's about so many facets, right?
Yeah. And something that helps my walk with God, when you have that intimacy, personal relationship, you know, for me personally, God speaks to me through dreams and visions and in his word. So when he speaks to me about stuff that he's going to do in my life, because he has, just like when he gave me the dream of sold out to Jesus, and it took 4 years for it to manifest. I wrote it down and I put a scripture. So he's going to speak to you through dreams, visions, through his word. You write it down. This is, for me, it's so important to journal, write down stuff, because like that, when it comes to pass, there's many other stuff that God showed me that it already came forth. But he, before it came forth, he had already told me and showed me through his dream, visions, and his word. And that's how I know it's from God. And even though people try to tell me it's not of God or you're crazy, it's okay. I'm crazy, but for Jesus, but I'm doing what he's telling me to do, my assignment. But he's always confirming, for me, he confirms it through dreams, visions, and his word. And then, so whenever it does manifest or whenever it's being taught or preached, if he's already preparing me or speaking to me because of that intimacy that I have with him.
Right.
So he'll talk to you.
And
he'll show you.
And that's why we're encouraging them to have a relationship
yes.
with God so you can hear from him, because he created you totally different than he created Laura.
Yes.
And he's going to speak to you totally different,
yes.
speaks to Laura. But it's the same Holy Spirit.
You and he will always back it up with
yeah.
the word, too.
And you were created in his image.
Yes.
You were created. So stop acting like, you know, I can't just get in the will of God. Yes, you can.
Yes.
Because that's where you came from.
Yes.
He mm-hmm. said, I foreknew you before you were in your mother's womb.
That's right.
And then you got to ask yourself, well, what was I, God?
Yes.
You was in his mind.
Yes.
Hello. Y'all hear the word. What's so powerful about that is when we read even Isaiah 55:8-9, you know where he says his ways are higher,
mm-hmm.
his thoughts
are
higher, and they really are, because he
are.
Does. But how high are they? He tells us as high as the heavens are from the earth. But that gap, we can feel it because we came from here.
Yeah.
You can go back. You can hear God. You know. Oh, I'm just getting like, wow. Oh my gosh, it's so powerful when you really get the revelation.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, you know what, that's not so hard after all. Because people say, how do you hear from God?
Mm-hmm.
Well, God is a spirit.
Yeah.
And if you're here trying to hear him with this little flesh in the ear, you're not going to hear him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to hear him with your spiritual ear, you're going to hear him.
Yes.
Okay?
Amen.
That's how he rolls.
Yes.
He's a spirit. And that's why in his word he said those that worship him, have conversations with him,
yes.
love, you know, must. The word must.
Yes.
Worship him in
spirit
and in truth. The truth is the word.
Yeah.
The truth is Jesus.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes. Yes.
That's the truth. The truth is here.
Yes.
So when you get in the word, you're going to hear him. Even you not only going to hear him, you're going to see yourself.
Yes.
That's why I say it's like a mirror.
It's like a mirror.
Yes. Yeah. You're going to be like, Lord. I can't believe
mm-hmm.
I was acting like that, because you got cut. The word will
yes.
cut you.
Oh, yes.
If you ready to get sharpened and look like the bling of the earth, you better get in your word, because they will cut you.
Yes.
So here's another revelation, twin. It says sometimes, this is so powerful, sometimes you may hear God's word and get excited about it without allowing it to even change you.
Mm.
You act superficially. You know, I heard from the Lord, and you ain't got no change. Look at your first. You walk around talking about everything about the word of God. And everybody's like, why are you acting the same? You're not supposed
yeah.
to be the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we, you know, God, he's a change agent.
Yes.
You react emotionally to everything. You don't have no control, no fruit. That's the fruit of the spirit, is self-control.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have no control over your emotions. You're just clicking on people. But you say you walk around with the Bible and you're talking about how you follow me to church. We have a great time. But you can just cut them people up. Let the word cut people. You don't have to cut.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You move impulsively. You know, you don't wait on God. That's what you're talking
yes.
about.
Yes.
We move impulsively. But we don't take the time to let it sink in and let it really saturate your heart. And you have to ask your question. Do you really want to be that way? Do you really want to? No, you don't. And if you don't, then let God, let him deal with you according to his word.
Yes.
You know, it's a place of surrendering, twin.
Yes.
You
yes.
want to be a deep person,
yes.
not a shallow person.
Yes.
Y'all know we talked about the tree with the shallow roots, how when the storm came and it didn't survive and it started cracking and splitting. You don't want to be that type of Christian. You want to be a true believer. And the definition of a Christian is a Christ follower. Not just to say I'm a Christian, but even if you say you're a Christian, are you a carnal Christian? Are you fleshly? Come on now, that's what that carnal means. Are you just a spirit? Are you only moved by Sunday morning only?
And
we were talking
about this morning about when I surrender to the Lord, the night that I surrender, how lost I was, and I just talked to God and went upstairs, and I was doing stuff I shouldn't been doing, but I cried out to him, and he met me right there, because after that, 2 weeks later, I gave my heart to him, and my life's never been the same, Pastor Marlo.
Right.
I finally surrendered, And I was talking about the other day, I don't know who I was talking to. I think it was one of my sons. I think it was Luke. You know, I was telling him about, you know, my beginning walk, days of my walk with God and what I used to struggle with. And Luke, Thomas got to see some of it. Luke never did. But I was telling him how whenever you give your heart to Jesus, he never leaves you where he finds you. When you totally surrender, he's going to clean you and there's going to be change and he's going to convict you and you're going to cry and it's going to hurt and you're not going to like it because there's times I don't like it, but it's not about what I like. It's about pleasing Abba, Father, and it's for my benefit, for my own good, you know, so I could be effective, so I could be walk with his presence and be able to help others that are struggling and that the struggles grow.
Right,
Pastor Miles?
Right.
So I also believe that if you really want the roots to be strong, you must surrender everything to God.
Yeah,
and then he'll help you. He'll give you the strength. He'll give you the wisdom. He'll give you the knowledge of how to walk it out. Right, Pastor Marlo?
That's why
he will connect you with warriors.
We were addressing the carnal Christian.
Yeah.
Because if you're carnal, you're still worldly.
Yeah.
You know, you're still trying to do stuff that the world doing. And you know, it's a struggle. You know, but that's – and I think the biggest issue for when we – in that place is just releasing and letting go because you're not in control when the Holy Spirit is in control. And that's the struggle. People still want to be in control. They still want to do, and you're not in control. When you really give your heart to God, really and truly, you are no longer under control. Because I tell you, and this is, and when you roll into a place of a learned behavior, you know, I mean, the old Marlo, they just be right behind us. Them old people that we got set free from, that the enemy, you done labored 20 years in the spirit, and God is elevating you and opened doors and giving you the different dimensions. And it don't take but a half a second for that old man to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the trick of the enemy. And you have to realize that that's why it's so important that to allow the Holy Spirit to build character.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more you hang out with your Father, the more you're going to look like him.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And we have to be mindful because, listen, you want to be a person with deep roots so that when recession comes and lasts several years, you're able to keep bearing fruit.
Yes.
Woo! Come on now. When the rough times come and the trials don't blow away,
amen.
Don't let them blow you away because you got some roots. Because they come, y'all.
Yes.
All you hear right now is people complaining about gas.
Yes.
And
food
and okay, God, the Bible, when you read, go into Revelation and read it, all this stuff's happening.
Yes.
Okay, but here's the deal.
Yes.
Let me tell you how to, first of all, you got to rest in God, but if it's all about your finances, because it takes finances to buy gas and food. But if you are not a true tither, why do you expect God to do what he said he'll do for you out of your obedience? Because here's one thing. God do not need your money.
Amen.
He don't need it because he's the creator of it all. Everything that we have belongs to him anyway. Nothing we have belongs to us. I don't care how you've been in your house 50 years, it ain't your house.
Yes.
I don't care if you got 29 vehicles, they're not your cars. And let's talk about them bank accounts. That's not your money.
Right.
But since God trusts you to steward it, if you're not even hanging out in Malachi, you got to get that rooted in you. I'm just trying to help somebody because God has a promise in that word. And the first thing he says, try me. Hey, test me. Because before that, he said, well, a man robbed God. But you done robbed me. I like the way John Hagee said it a couple of weeks ago. In heaven, they got a jail.
For the robbers.
But you have robbed me. And they in the middle of what world? I've been faithful, Lord. I come to church. I pay my offerings, but you don't pay no tithes. Because the words say pay your tithes and offerings. And I'm going somewhere with this. I'm trying to help y'all. Because instead of complaining about the gas and the groceries, when you are a true tither, the promise of God says he will rebuke the devourer.
Yes.
For who?
Yes.
For you.
Yes.
For your sake.
Yes.
That word rebuke means he's going to shut it down. He's going to protect it. He's going to let it flow. And he's going to let it grow.
And I'm a walking testimony.
He will do it.
Gas. all the time. I never run out, and people are always just throwing into the things of God in my life and gas. And every time I go to the pump, I'm like, you know, because he's so faithful on blessing me with finances for gas, and I just give him the glory and honor and praise. And people look at me crazy at the pump because I'm screaming, because I do, but because I'm just saying, thank you, God, you're awesome. I love you. Thank you for your provision and your faithfulness. And he is faithful.
I'm telling you, and I encourage people to, you know, when you get in your word, don't ride through it with roller skates on. Okay? Stop by and really allow the Spirit to minister to you, because it's the living word.
Yes.
It's moving and breathing, and it's Zoe. It's a now word.
Yes.
It will change you. It really will, but you have to have a desire. My prayer this morning, I don't even know how long I was in prayer for, just the people of God, is that we would really have a desire for the encounter with the Holy Spirit. And we will be postured to say, Lord, not my will, and really mean it, your will. Whatever it is that you have need of me today, just for today, because this is all we have right now. Now, tomorrow, I promise, but we don't know where we're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Over here or over there. But we're going to be somewhere.
Yeah.
And ain't nothing you can do about yesterday.
Yeah. And we're so faithful, my God, that when you trust him with all your heart and learn to trust him, because it's a walk, you know, it's a process. But when I think about, you know, the ministry of Jesus Christ in my life, and whenever just like on Fridays we have Bible studies at City Chapel, and I make burritos and everything, you know, the food is always released to me, like the eggs, the tortillas. Like, I never have to ask nobody other than thank the Lord every day for his provisions in my life every day. And it's like the food multiplies, and I'm able to go bless others, grow neighbors. Just like being connected with Pastor Fati, you know, her going to Mexico. All the warriors here at the House of Glory and here at the mansion and at many other places that I'm connected. Just the finances, the shoes, the shirts, the everything, dishes that people are releasing for the glory of God. How God provides by faith, you know, because I believe that my King, our King, Daddy, Abba, is faithful, and he said it's finished. So I already know that when he calls us to do something and we just say yes to the calling, he will provide everything. But you must believe, spend time with him, believe his word, stand on it, be patient with God, and he's going to be patient with you because he's faithful. And when I see all the manifestation taking place, it just blesses my heart, because there's going to be many souls that are going to, you know, receive his blessings, and then God gets glorified. And I think when we go through stuff in such a time as this, this is when God wants to show his glory. He wants to show that, look, I'm Abba, I'm Daddy, I'm faithful. I have all this for you. But first, he wants your heart. He wants, you know, you to cry out to him, spend time with him, talk to him. Because everything else is going to let you down. I always tell Pastor Malone and other people, you know, I might let you down. The church might let you down. People, family, but not Jesus. When you trust him and you stand in his word and his promises, he's the only one that's not going to lie to you. He's the only one that's going to be faithful and love you like nobody can and ever will. And then he will connect you with people that love him, and they're going to love you, and they're going to be there for you. And then you get connected with them, and then iron sharpens iron. We all blessed to be a blessing, and this is beautiful. Doing it with Jesus, okay?
That's the only way.
That's the reality.
And listen, I'm so glad you set that up to it. And that's how, listen, how do you develop spiritual roots? Because we talk about, you know, check your roots, and that's so powerful that you push that into that dimension, because this is how you do it. You do it by having a daily time with God and a weekly small group. See, that's that earnshot, okay, that accountability with other believers.
Yes.
We all need each other.
Yes.
You've got to spend time alone with God, and you've got to spend time with other believers.
Yes. Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
Cell groups, prayer groups, group. We got to do that.
Because
if you're not spending time with God daily, you're going to dry up and blow away.
Yes. Yes,
and when
yes.
the pressure is on, you won't be able to handle it.
Yes, yes.
You need to make time to listen during daily times with God,
yes.
sit and quiet and
yes.
read your Bible and
yes.
talk to God,
yes.
play you some music, whatever you got to do.
Yes.
It's like Laura was saying, if you like to journal, journal.
Yes.
Do that.
Yes.
Do whatever it takes for you to keep your forces
yes.
on
yes.
with God.
Uh-huh.
It's so powerful. I just love the way God does what he does.
Jack,
you know.
Papa Jack.
What does that say, Papa Jack? Let me put my glasses on. Papa Jack said, fell trees. Oh, it's now fell trees. And it's true. You know, we have to be mindful that, and as we're teaching on this, the illustration of the root is really your heart.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
God is the God of the heart.
The heart.
He don't care about how long your hair is, how much makeup you got on,
that's
how many
right.
muscles you went to the gym and got.
Yes.
If your heart is raggedy, come on now.
You're raggedy.
No, you're raggedy.
Yeah. Amen.
And if you
hanging
out, hanging out in them settings, like you say, you know, I'm going to Christian groups. I mean, I'm my experience, I say, no, y'all going to hook up in the name of Jesus. That's what y'all trying to do. And that's and shame on us that do that. And I'm saying us because I'm a Christian. I'm sold out. And I try not to discern them kind of people in the atmosphere, but I do. I see it, and I'm like, oh, Lord. I don't want to cut them. This ain't first time, Jesus. But I said, but I will be obedient.
Yeah.
If you set it up,
yeah.
I'll go in.
Yeah.
And I go in. Because you have to know what your anointing is.
Yeah.
I don't fool around and play around with spirits. When I recognize them, sometimes I like try, you know,
yeah.
little,
yeah. Yeah.
doing
and
that.
You're like, this is so
yeah, it's too much. And then God's going to bear witness because he's going to show you what you need to know, and he's going to give you the words. And as long as you do it in love, because love covers it all.
Yes.
It covers it all.
Yes.
But we really want to encourage you to get connected.
Yes.
Get connected, and but make sure your heart is right. You know, don't go in there fooling around trying to stalk women and men. Don't stalk the women and women don't stalk the men because y'all are just as bad as the men today.
Yes.
Just go to have an encounter with
Jesus.
And he already got your husband and your wife already set up. Am I talking to me? Let me just hear. He got your husband. Okay. He already got this. And the husbands you already got, treat them right.
Yes.
And the wives you got, come on, treat them right.
Yes.
Break dance for them sometimes.
Yes.
Bring the thunder.
Yes.
Come on, y'all. I'm just
yes.
trying to help somebody.
Yes.
Don't
yes.
be talking about them to other believers.
Yes.
Listen, we got to make sure that we are edifiers and we're really soul winners
yes.
and we're the light of the, you
yes.
know, the world and the salt of the earth.
Yes.
We got to bring some flavor, y'all. We can't be no broke down, complaining Christians, cussing people out and then want us to steal. I'm not going to
yes.
be able to do that.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, so... Right, Laura.
Yes, and I want to share something about prayer, how powerful interceding in prayer is. When I went to the Beauty for Ashes conference this weekend, there was a young girl that shared a testimony about her mother. And this girl put her mom through a lot, y'all. And she had an affair with a woman of the same sex as her. For 3 years, she smoked marijuana. She did all kinds of stuff, and she was raised in the church. But her mama always prayed. Her mama had a village praying for her, which was the church of the body of Christ Jesus, praying for her. And then, you know, I love it when the word says, raise them in the way of the Lord, that when they leave, they will not depart, you know. And but anyway, she continued to pray for her. And believe God that she was going to be set free, and she will be set free. And her testimony was so powerful. She gave a scripture, but just recently, she was set free, delivered from that bondage, and she gave God all the glory. She was thankful to God, to her mother that never, ever, ever, ever gave up, and it's all God in her. And then she goes, and she gave essence I know it was a prayer someone got of mom praying for me. So I just want to tell it to you all moms and dads out there, if you have somebody in your family, I don't care what the struggle is, because there was many other testimonies, but they have praying mamas and grandmamas that were speaking life. They had leaders that they trust that were interceding and praying and fasting, and now they're serving God, connected, doing kingdom work, and now they're going to be able to help others that have that struggle, Pastor Marlowe, that they're in bondage, they're in darkness, and they're going to be able to say, hey, been there, done that, and God set me free, you know? But it was the prayer and the interceding that took place.
You know, and everybody comes in their own time.
And I mean, just, it was a lot said, but I'm just paraphrasing some of the stuff. But it was, it had me in tears because I see a mighty woman of God now that's going to be used for the glory of Jesus. And you know, that's why I love it when we do Glow a Night Prayer Night, because we're speaking life over situations, over souls, into the atmosphere, and it shall come to pass. Healing should take place. People that are lost in the world, you know, God will set them free because there's power in prayer, and life and death, and you know. And I mean, her testimony was so powerful that I was like, wow.
That's how we say, get you on. Get you a testimony.
Yes.
You know.
We overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
And everybody comes in their own time.
Yes.
You know. That's why we, like you're saying, pray for people and then just, you know, and trust that they would have a desire.
Yes.
None of that happened for her until she had a desire.
Yes.
And she kept
hearing the word in her ear, and she kept getting that conviction that she knew it was not right.
Yeah.
And it was so beautiful, you know. It was just like, yeah, so there is hope, y'all, for people that are in darkness and bondage. Prayer works.
But that's why, and we're in a dark world.
Yes.
But listen, Jesus is the light.
Yes.
That's why people of God, we have to illuminate. And we have to be containers of his glory.
Yes.
You know, so, and be available for people when they are ready.
Yeah. Because
you got some people out there that's really not ready.
Yeah.
You know, they're the kind that'll get on your nerves and you want to slap in the back of the neck. Okay. But I just concerned and I said, Lord, help me. And then I thought, you know, you have to know your
portion. Let go and let
God. You know, because sooner or later, guys, that's why it's important we were talking about getting connected with people and killing one another because, with, you know, a weekly group or, you know, that's just what we encourage you to do because no one has a complete perspective on life. No one does.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wears blinders. We all do.
Yeah.
Listen, the people in small groups can see things that you can't see in your life.
Yes.
That's why we're here on Iron Sharpen Iron, as she was saying, and that's why we need each other.
Yes. Yes.
You learn from other people in small groups and you encourage each other, and that's how you go deeper with your roots.
Yes.
Because sooner or later, life will throw hard times your way.
Yes.
It will. And the question is whether you'll have the deep roots you need to survive and even thrive through those times.
Yes.
And that's what we're looking at now. So just always remember your roots are really your heart.
Yes.
It's truly a heart issue.
Yes. Yes.
It's truly a heart issue because his desire is soul. So as we said earlier, as we begin the broadcast, that, you know, have you won at least one soul today?
Mm-hmm.
Before you go to bed tonight, you know, let's get on the right track. Or this 1 week, we have today. Or, you know, what's today, Tuesday? We have the rest of the week.
Yes.
That should be our focus as true believers, as true Christians.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and we don't want the year to end without, come on now.
Yes.
Because it's all for his kingdom. It's all for his glory. Because if not, then like we said, otherwise as Christian people, true Christians, we are failing miserably for the things of God. Because as far as the true, worthy standards of the kingdom of God, that is what we're called to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if we are not checking the status of our roots, eventually we will wither away. And if we are not walking in love, we are walking dead. Bam. Woo. Well, come on, y'all. That's why we say check yourself before you wreck yourself. You know, and I just thank God for this time today, and I pray that you guys were encouraged, you know, and facing the things that we need to face as people of God. Because every day, that's why the word of God says we have to die daily.
Daily.
Every day I got something else I got to die from. Every day. Yes. You know, and I thank God for, you know, most days I make it through, but some days I got to get up and try again. Hello. Lord.
I didn't make it, Lord. I just
didn't make it yesterday. But his amazing grace.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
And his mercy. So we just thank you guys for hanging out with us today. We thank God for our studio audience.
Yes!
Always on time. Yes. We thank God for them. We cherish them and we honor them because if it had not been for them, what would we be as
that's
well?
Right.
You know,
that's right.
That iron sharpens iron. We
yes.
all need each other.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So if you don't have a Bible study tonight, we want to invite you to Papa Jack's Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
So what he's going to say is not his. It's God's Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
God's just trusting him to lead it.
And this is men and women of wisdom,
yes, yes.
which you want to be connected to, okay?
Yes. We're talking about some good, like George said, some good meat. Because if you don't digest it, he's going to figure out a way to put it back in your mouth.
Yes.
And I love it. So we do that on Tuesdays, and of course you guys have Bible study on Wednesdays. But get connected,
yes.
You know. And we just thank God. Miss Sandy, we miss you today, you and Sister Cherie. We thank God for you and Tara and Brother Daryl and everybody that's tuned in
Cherie.
Today. Yeah. For everybody that's tuned in, and we miss you guys and we love you and we just thank God for you. So share the video,
yes.
everybody. We're going to pray ourselves out today.
And Father, we just thank you, sweet Abba, for this beautiful morning, for our beautiful family, for being with us in unity, Father, in one accord with your Holy Spirit, with your word, God. And I thank you, as iron sharpens iron, that we continue to be students, learning, growing, and knowing God, and that we be blessed to be a blessing, God. And I thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do for your glory, God. And I just thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us will prosper in the name of Jesus. And if you for us, who could be against
Hallelujah.
Us, Father? We thank you for your promises, for your word, but continue to let thy will be done in our lives, Father. And I pray for divine appointments and connections, Father, this day, all of us, Father, that you let us have an encounter with you, an encounter with a soul, that when we speak, your word will manifest in their life. When you speak through us, Father, there'll be a change, Father, and that we do it in love, Father, for love does cover a multitude of sins. Love is the greatest commandment of all, God. So let it be your love, Father, for your glory, God. And we thank you, God, that you are awesome. We love you for your faithfulness, God. And continue to guide our going out or coming back in, Father. And we thank you, God, for your faithfulness, for your protection. In the mighty name of Jesus, the name of all names, we pray. And everybody say,
Amen.
Amen.
Go love on somebody.
Go love on somebody.
Yeah, be a blessing. Whatever God say, do, say, yes, Lord, I'll go. I'll do it. And I tell you, that's what moves God.
Yes,
we thank you guys
Jesus.
And love you. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
Bendiciones para toda la familia alrededor del mundo.
Yes. Hallelujah. Gabby, it's so good.